Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Seu poder vem do sol. Minha medida, meu bem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar.
Good morning, sir.
Para uma life a
mais. Well, you do keep busting in, don't you? Have I won? I've got a mouthful of sausage.
I wipe my dog's bums. I wipe my dog's bums. All right? I wipe my dog's bums.
Oh, 03444991000 is the phone number. My name is Ian Lee. This is the Late Night Alternative. Sam is answering the phones. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Is it gonna be a second night? He has a breakdown on air and starts to cry and moan because his life is so shit. I don't think so because he took his pills today. Everything is feeling oh so gay. I mean gay in the old fashion way, not queer. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
You're very welcome. I might have a breakdown today.
Oh, wagwan. Wagwan, lady, wagwan.
It's just a bit pony today, isn't it?
Go on. Oh, talk to me. Talk to me. We're buddies.
Just flat. It's kind of that lull before.
F is a P.
Yeah. And people are annoying me, and I don't think it's entirely their fault. I think I might just be a bit shirty.
I had an interesting chat with my boys today. They started singing a song, and I don't remember what it was. Something like, let me work out what the rhyme was. It was something like, what would rhyme with family? I don't know if that...
Gamily?
Something like, there you're playing happily, they're not as gay as your family. And I was like, what did I just hear? So what was that? Give us that song again, lads. Something gay as your family, something gay. I said, whoa, okay. Conversation time, boys.
Yes.
I said, that's a good little song. It's a nice little song. Where's that from? From school. Okay. And I was stalling then because I knew I had to say something. But I was stalling. I said, do you know what gay means? He said, no. I said, well, what gay is. If a man falls in love with a man or a lady falls in love with a lady, that's gay. Right? So it's just, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a thing. You know, it's just people falling in love. It's gay. I said, but I tell you what isn't, I'm not telling you off, but I tell you what isn't great is if we use the word gay. And this is something I've done a lot in my, you know, you go and watch the 11 o'clock show. So I said, it's not great if we use the word gay is an insult, and sometimes gay mean. I know sometimes that people use gay to mean rubbish. Like you say, oh, that shirt is so gay, or that film is so gay. And I said, I know people use it like that, but I'm just flagging up now that actually there are a lot of people that would be upset by that. And it's just not a great thing to do. You're not in trouble? Not in trouble at all. I'm just saying it's not a great thing to do. So just maybe bear that in mind as you're saying it. And then I slapped them with a ruler. No, I didn't. But it was just one of those dad moments, yep, where it's like, and I had to stall for a little bit because I had to kind of work it. I thought, do I let this one slide? I thought, no, I can't let this slide. And he was just saying, he didn't know what the word meant. It was just in a silly song that he'd learnt at school. It was the eldest one. I thought, no, I can't let it slide. So I've got to mention it and I've got to do it delicately because I never want them to think that I'm telling them off for their use of words that they don't understand. I think I did some good dadding. I think I've turned my sons gay, which is great. I'd love to have some gay sons. No, I don't think that's a crisis averted. I'm not quite sure how much went in because it was him. It was just him saying nonsense words.
Yeah.
That meant nothing. So, you know, that is what it's like being a dad every day.
Yeah, we've had
on
that
the front line.
We've had that conversation.
We have, Catherine, and I'm really glad you brought it to my attention because I didn't realise it offended so many people. So thank you for that.
I meant me and my girls because they just notice stuff. Like one of my friends has got a boyfriend. Man, he's got a boyfriend. Oh, is that, is she, you know, what do you mean that's his boyfriend? We talked it through. And hopefully it means that it's not a, oh, we mustn't talk about that.
Yeah.
And it's also a, let's throw it around as an insult, like you say. It's kind of just thing that happens and it's cool. It's just as cool as anyone else having a girlfriend or boyfriend.
By the way, if you want to go online, you'll find loads of incidents of me making gay jokes and stuff like that. It's 11 o'clock show. I got no excuse for it. It's 20 years ago. We had Peter Tatchell on and he said he didn't think it was offensive. But I know he doesn't speak for every single gay person, so you know.
And also, he's allowed to change his mind too.
Exactly. So you can go and find those clips and play them to me. You know, I'm not proud of those. But what we can do? What did Michael Caine say at the end of that film?
Don't look back in anger. Look ahead in hope. Is that what he said?
And never, ever, ever dream small.
Yeah.
That second bit is not so important to the thing. But yeah, 0344 499 1000.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls...
I'm on the edge.
..and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Speaking of jungle podcasts, me and Catherine have got a jungle podcast. There's only going to be 3 episodes. Two episodes are up so far. It's the audio diary I recorded from pretty much when I found out I was doing the jungle to the morning of me leaving the hotel to go in the jungle. Two episodes are up. If you go to Acast or iTunes, and it's under our rabbit hole thing. So if you look for Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, rabbit hole, it pops up there. So there's two of them out. The third one, I'm not quite sure how the third one's going to work because I don't know what exactly. I've not listened back to them. So someone said there was a funny line about a golf ball behind someone's ear, but I don't know what that was. Was that about the magician?
Yeah, it's when you said you'd think that when you're a magician and someone comes to talk to you about how excited they are about your show, you might do something.
Quite rude.
Yeah.
Matt Hollywood.
Yeah.
Was that his name, Matt? Matt Hollywood. Yeah. 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 Why, well, is that a golf ball behind your ear? Is that the punchline to a great story?
No, you said you wished he'd done something like that, but instead he was very dry.
He treated me. I met this magician. While I was in lockdown, I was allowed to walk around the hotel complex and I was excited because it was the first person I'd spoken to who wasn't a producer or my chaperone. And I think he thought I was mentally challenged because I rushed up to him and went, "Oh my God, I love magic! I'm coming to see..." And I said to him, "They're letting me come and see your show on Friday."
That'll do it.
But so there's two up. If you want to go and have a listen, it's under the rabbit hole thing. There's no point in setting up a separate stream. So we put it out as part of the rabbit hole. The third one, the third one's going to be tricky because I know that when Joe Swash came to film in my hotel room, for like they filmed loads of stuff.
Yeah, when he spooned you.
Yeah. So there's like an hour of that because I just put the digital recorder down and recorded that. So I know there's an hour of that. And then a few more bits before I actually go in the jungle. That was building up to it. So I don't know if it's worth putting the whole hour out. I don't know if it's any... I don't want to listen to it.
Why don't you give it to me and let me do it?
Thank you so much indeed.
That's what you were driving at.
That's what I was driving at. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Evening, Sunshine. How are you?
Oh, I am fine and dandy, my sweetness, my sugar lips.
Oh, God.
My honey pot.
Oh. Right, too much.
Oh, you softy. No, I've been following you on Twitter and just a quick phone call just to double check, make sure you're okay, because I have followed you.
Okay, today.
I know exactly what you're going through, kiddo, because I've had it for about a week or so, and it's shit and it's hell. But otherwise,
it's shit all and like, it's hell. Darling. Right. So what's going on with you, Elizabeth?
At the moment, we're still planning our wedding.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You're marrying that dirty pervert.
Yes, I am.
Is he... Dirty pervert. Oh, hang on. Why is that going a bit loud? I've got to turn the volume up. Hang on. Let me do it. I'm going to do it smoother. Is he...
Dirty pervert.
No.
Well,
which
stop
is
it.
Is he A?
A dick.
Or B, A?
Dirty pervert.
Which is it? A or B?
On the spot
at the moment,
a dick,
I think, is what we're going for. That's the vibe I'm getting, Elizabeth. Is he being tricky? Do you need us to come down and box his ears?
No, but I mean, you know, you can come down if you want.
No, I'm busy then. I took up. Here's the thing, part of this is I know that most of this is chemical, some of it is situational. I'm bored of talking about my pill, so I'm not going to talk about it tonight. I'm bored. I'm bored of it. I'm bored of it. Imagine how bored you are, dear listener.
Yeah, pretty peed off of it, actually, but there you go.
So I've got an idea for a thing to do on the show, but I can't get my head around it, right? And it's from watching Limmy's thing yesterday. So let's talk about it now. We've got three radio people here. We've got Elizabeth, we've got me, and we've got Sam. So... So here's what I want to do, but I don't know how to do it, right?
Oh.
We have like...
Good luck, man.
I'm joking. You're involved in this as well. Could you take notes? Here's what I'm thinking, right? We do like a murder mystery on the air with like six or eight regular callers, and one of them is the murderer.
Right.
One of them is the victim and who's been murdered. They don't have a big part, right? Hopefully that'll be like Alan or something.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Right? And but everyone is a suspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And either me or Kath, or me and Kath, or one of the other callers is like the detective. The Poirot that has to solve it. Now, here's the thing. I've never been on a murdery mystery. I've never been on a murdery weekend or a mystery weekend. So I don't know how they work. So I don't know how we would establish that one of the callers is the murderer. Because they would have to be told, which makes me think you can't be a copper, Kath, because you'd have to...
Well, unless Sam tells them.
But how... Okay, well, how do we establish? And then... how? Because if say, for example, it was Alan was the murderer. I'm the murderer! I did it!
I think he'd be surprisingly good, actually.
I bet he has murdered in real life at least five times.
He's murdered a few songs.
I bet he's murdered human beings with his bare hands. I love you! I love you!
Is that a human being or is that his...
That's his todger. It's a two-hander. So, Elizabeth, have you got any suggestions on how we can make that work?
I think the victim will be a silent caller.
Yeah, well, they'll be dead. Although, they might be able to... No, because one of the suspects is a medium. This is taking shape. I knew it was worth mentioning. Right.
I know what happens.
One of the suspects is a medium and can talk to the victim.
I know how we kill them.
Go on.
My partner's just said, Peter, he's just said that the murderer is always the butler.
All right. So what we do is we get everyone on, and then all of a sudden someone gets cut off. That's where the death happens.
But that makes me the murderer because I'm cutting them off.
No, because Sam will do it.
All right, well, make Sam's the murderer.
No,
then.
But Sam's gonna be orchestrating everything.
That's a lot of work and responsibility for someone so...
What else does he do?
Looks good.
Yeah, damn it.
Elizabeth, have you got any suggestions? You're not contributing, Elizabeth.
Well, we can have a deck of cards and a roll of dice and just pot luck, see who gets killed.
I dig the pot luck. Elizabeth, listen, thank you very much indeed for your support. It's appreciated. 0344-499-1000. I want to do this. How do we do it? How do we do a murdery special one night?
Oh, here's what we do.
Okay.
We get people to sign up beforehand, right? So we've got our cast of characters.
Yeah.
And then we email them their parts.
Whoa.
Why?
Okay, sure.
That's what you do on a murdery weekend. Everyone gets a card, yeah, don't they? And they know what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, then that. Okay, fine. All right. Well, what parts are we sending them?
Well, let me have a think.
Okay, fine.
I could probably get some. Oh, Morse code.
It was Sergeant Pepper's in the beer keller with the rock and roll. That was Andrew. It was Andrew was for us, but Andrew bottled it at the last minute. I think it'll be Radio Gold, but I cannot get my head around the logistics of it, guys.
Well,
I just can't.
What if I go on a certain website?
Google.
And get the, no, and get the murder mystery party game.
Is it, well... What, from Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You're not getting any money from me. Friday night, first hour of the show, we got Dave Hill, guitarist from Slade. Underrated guitarist. He's going to be in the studio with, of course, as you know. What's wrong with Andrew? Come on, talk to me. He bottled it.
I phoned back. It's his parents have told him off for phoning in and he shouldn't be doing it.
How old is he?
I don't know. He sounded like teen...
Report them for abuse. Not that kind of abuse, but report them for abuse to social services. By the way, if you're a teenager, what are you doing asking the squares for you? Just sneak out into the hallway, get the phone, make sure they're still watching EastEnders, and just dial it quietly. That's what you got to do in the hallway. Or use the phone in Mum's bedroom. God's sakes, come on, go upstairs, sneak upstairs, say you're going to bed, and then go into Mum's room. Use the phone by her bed. That's what you got to do. It's easy. So Dave Hill's coming in. First hour of the show on Friday. The studio guitar that we always have here is going to be here. It's acoustic guitar. It's always going to be here. It's always here, and it will be here on Friday, of course. And we're going to stream the first hour of the show on my YouTube channel on Friday. That's happening. I don't care what nobody says. That is happening. So if I were you, I would get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Off, guys. What?
Nothing, just looks a bit complicated. Let me have a think.
No, exactly. You're overcomplicating it. That's what you're doing. It should be nice and straightforward. And we don't need to send. We don't need to send these guys anything. These guys are improvisationalists. We get them up. We go right. What's your name? Owen. What are you? Huh? I'm doing his voice. I'm doing an impression. But you're saying that's offensive?
Bit, yeah. No,
why? That's his voice.
He's got a higher pitched voice, actually.
Hello!
There we go.
And what do you do? I work in the fish market! Right, so he's a fishmonger. We go to the next caller. You go through it, and they've all got different names. They tell us their names, they tell us their jobs, but we have to establish, we have to make one of them the murderer.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's it. So we've got to do. We're sending them out biogs with their backgrounds. Are you nuts? That's insania. No. No. I must draw the line. I'm drawing the line at that. This isn't going to spend money on it. We can get an hour and a half of pretty average radio out of this for nuppence. That's no pence whatsoever, guys.
All right, okay. Well, let's remember that when it's an absolute car crash.
You tell me one of the spontaneous things I've done that's been a car crash. The war? Not a car crash. Not a car crash.
You blew up a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, they deserved it. Giving away the counties.
I mean, that got nasty.
Well, and all of the other fun things that I have come up with.
They've all led to conflict.
I'm the best at coming up with games.
All right, then, well, you come up with it and I look forward to joining in.
Okay, fine. We'll do it then.
When?
All right, we'll do it now.
Oh, no, not now. I can't be bothered.
Oh, I don't really know, Rita. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, look at your balls, Rita.
What?
Oh, dear. Oh. Well, then you're Sally Sadsacks. I've got some business cards printed. I hope you don't. I don't mind. You take that so you've got my details.
They seek him here. They seek him there.
Don't seek him here. He never turns up. He'll be at home. It's Eamon Holmes. 0344.
I've got his phone number.
Yeah, you have. Text him. Say, where are you? 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Leon, Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth
is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Billiam, you want to give us a call? You can do. Listen, you're blocked on Twitter, man. Get over yourself. If you want to give us a call, you can. Here's what that proves to me is we're too open on Twitter. We're too giving on Twitter, and this is a phone-in radio show. And I had Twitter blocked for a long time, and then maybe the last month or so, I've had it unblocked on my phone. I've blocked it again. We're giving too much time to these people. The radio show is 10 till 1, Monday to Friday. It's the most open, honest, exposed, transparent radio show I've ever heard in my life. You can come on. You can literally come on and say anything. Come on and tell us that you hate us. Tell us where you think we're going wrong. You can come on and say anything, right? You'll get on. You'll be challenged, but you'll get on. I'm not speaking to you now, Billy. I'm speaking to everyone. And I constantly find myself going on Twitter and defending the show and arguing with people and no more.
People who don't actually want to engage, really. They just want your attention.
No more. It's done. Back to the way it was a month or so ago. It's done. I'm not defending the show on Twitter. I might go on and ruminate about the show, which is my entitlement. I might say maybe last night's show wasn't great. I might go on and say stuff like that, and that's cool. And I might engage with some people, but someone tweets me and says the show is crap. Do you know what? I'm not engaging. Someone tweets me and says, "I hate you." That's fine. Hate me. Hate the show. That's cool. I'm gonna meditate on it, and I'm not gonna. Can I make a deal with you?
Yeah.
If someone tweets us and says the show is crap, or they hate us, or they hate the other person, my initial reaction is to just tweet and go, "Right, well, this is for the." I'm gonna text you.
Yes.
And you're gonna text me.
Yes.
And we're gonna bitch about Sam behind his back. That sounds.
Oh, again, yes.
Yeah. Let's do that. I'm gonna text you. And you're going to talk me off the ledge, and you're going to text me, and I'm going to talk you off the ledge. And then
we'll both give each other the nod and press block at the same time.
Well, if we both go, actually, let's go nuclear on their ass. Then maybe we will. I don't know. But that'll be more fun. Let's go to... Hey, it's Jazzy!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jazzy.
How's it going?
It's going very, very well, thank you.
I just phoned up to say, this is the first time I've ever listened to this live.
Uh-oh.
What was this? No, it's all good. It's all good. always listen to the podcast, sends me to sleep.
Hey, nice one, man. Listen, some people will take that as an insult, but we love the fact that people listen to this show live or as a podcast, and it knocks them out. For me, as a late-night radio host, that is the greatest compliment anyone could pay me, because that's what I do, is I fall asleep with the radio on. So that is cool, man. How come you're listening live tonight, then? What's different for you tonight?
Well, I work offshore, so usually I'm lying in bed listening to this and go to sleep. But the night, it was the first night that I actually remembered you until 10 to 1, so I thought, I'll tune in.
Hey, wicked, man. Thank you. When you say you work offshore, what, you want an oil rig or something?
Yeah.
Manly.
How very manly.
So manly.
All right, I'm manly. I'm Butch. How long are your shifts at? How long are you out there for?
3 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
And is it... Well, actually, 3 weeks, I suppose, is doable. Is it grim? Is it boring? Is it bleak? Or do you have a laugh out there?
No, it's fine. It's we have a good laugh.
There you go, fine. There you go. What's the food like?
The food's...
Oh, sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to bring you down, man.
What are your sleeping arrangements? Is it like, you know, like the Seven Dwarfs? Are you all in one room with like a row of beds, or do you get your own room?
I've got a big, massive cabin to myself.
Wow.
I've got like a 6-inch TV, but it's, I work in Denmark, so it's Danish TV, so I never have it on, so I always have the podcast. So.
Oh, man. And does it, you don't go into specific, does it pay? It must pay all right, mustn't it?
Oh, well, this job I'm on now, it's not great. I've had better, but it's all right.
Okay. Oh, well, wicked, man. I don't know if I've ever spoken to anyone who works on an oil rig before.
Oh, you must do.
They tend to keep it to themselves. Well, we're glad. Oh, okay. Well, listen, we're glad that you decided to listen tonight and you called in. Is there anything you want to say, or are you just checking in?
No, I'm surprised with all the negativity that's coming on this show.
Yeah.
So are we.
I mean, God's sake, I mean, the fuck's not got anything better today.
He
said folk, but okay, it didn't sound like it.
I just dumped you there, Jazzy, because
he's racist.
No, because your folk sounded like an F-bomb, and all three of us looked at each other and go, what was that? And I always are on the side of caution as I get older.
Yeah, so and the most northern of us went, it's fine.
Yeah, Catherine, he said,
I'm trying to be like posh.
Well, let me let you into a secret, Jazzy. You're failing miserably. All right? You're failing miserably. Do you have like board games on there? What do you do for fun? fighting, bare knuckle fighting. What?
Some places I've worked in, you have table tennis and stuff, but on this place I am, nobody does anything after shift. They just go to the cabin, go on the Wi-Fi, so there's no much socialising.
So everyone's on the internet? Everyone's on.
There isn't a bar then, or a,
no,
a TV room?
Is there? Can I ask a question?
There's a TV room. So we've actually got a cinema, a massive cinema.
Can I ask, have you ever, how difficult would it be to murder someone on there?
Oh my god.
That's an idea.
No. Don't pretend you haven't considered it, right? How easy is it to either just give someone a little shove over the edge or stab them to death in their cabin and then at like 2 o'clock in the morning when it's dark, wrap their body up in plastic bags, carry them over your shoulder and then just tip them over the edge? How easy would that be? I'm asking for a friend.
Very easy.
Yeah, you see?
Very easy indeed. And your night shift, there's only like five there, so it's even easier.
Mate, have you ever done it? Have you ever murdered anyone?
Only the once.
Yay, Jazzy! I tell you what, Jazzy, can we put Jazzy in the podcast as a little gift?
For sure.
You're going to hear yourself in the podcast, brother.
Oh, nice one, Ian.
We'll also
send a copy to the authorities.
Hey, listen, man, thanks so much for listening live. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your...
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Tatty bye. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a man. He's a man.
What do you reckon? Beard?
No. He's
shaved head?
He's, no.
Tattoos.
Jazzy, send us a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Naked. Let's see what's going on. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Pablo.
Hip, hip, hip. How do?
Very well, thank you. What have you got for us tonight, please?
Well, a controversial... I know you were quoting controversial opinions earlier, and obviously not in any way to mock people who get offended by such things, but it is quite a controversial opinion. I was hoping I'd have a place to voice it.
Yes?
I don't like cheese.
What?
Don't like cheese. Never like cheese.
Dirty pervert.
Yeah, I knew there was something I didn't like about you.
Yeah, you could tell.
There's a dark vibe. Dark vibe.
Well, I never liked it. And then there was a childhood trauma which created a kind of borderline, fear of it, basically. So,
did it involve a pizza?
No. It was basically, when I was about 7 or 8, you know, when you kind of got kind of broken piano teeth where you've got, like, gaps in your teeth and the like.
Yeah.
Well, my dad decided to riff on a reason more than a joke. And I had the fridge open with a block of cheese and said, do you not like cheese? And I said, no, you know I don't like cheese. I don't like cheese. He said, what? Not even when it's right up close. And he got it right to my face and grated it on my teeth, my gappy teeth.
Oh, blimey.
He's a lovely man normally, but that is one dark point in my childhood. From that, strangely enough, I'm all right with pizza. But otherwise, cheese is a no-go.
You disgust me, Pablo, and I hope the rest of your life is miserable. Thanks so much for your call. Weirdo. This is Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know that project you've been working on, just chipping away at it, dreaming of the day you get to show it off? Then, when you're least expecting it, cancer. And finishing that project actually happens. I would know. I've been restoring this car for years, and today I'm giving it to my granddaughter. It's her 16th birthday and 2 years since my cancer diagnosis.
Mom, you finished it?
Happy birthday, boo-boo. You keep making plans.
Visit OhioHealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.